Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where sometimes we go a little bit outside of the bounds of movie reviews, especially on days as important as today. If you are an American citizen, you know how important today is, and if you are listening from somewhere else in the world, today is the day where we choose to elect the next president of the United States of America. And so because of that, I'm actually going a little bit back in time a little bit to a movie about that Dinesh D'Souza made back in 2014. And 2014 is actually the year I started Movie Deputy. In April of that year, actually, Movie Deputy came to life. And so we've been doing this almost 10 and a half years now that we've been doing this. And it's just been a very interesting ride. It's like we've reviewed the good, the bad, and the ugly. But there are moments in history that are so important that we really need to take pause. Now, I implore you, if you are a citizen of the United States of America, you have one voice. You have one vote. Please use it. This election is going to be deciding things in a way for our nation that we have not seen before. We are on the precipice of so many things that are just incomprehensible in so many ways. And so the movie that I'm choosing to talk about today is a movie from Dinesh D'Souza called America. Imagine the world without her. Now, you may be wondering why go back and do such a movie such as this. It is because of what this movie discusses. It's about what this movie talks about. If you've never heard of this movie, please Google it. Please go out and check it out. It's available on digital platforms to easily download, to buy it and stuff on there, and you can watch it digitally. I will say right off the bat, I gave America Imagine the World Without Her an 8.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. But because of the content, I also gave this a guilty rating because history is not always pretty. But guess what? It doesn't need to be. If history is not meant to make you feel good. History is meant for us to learn from. History is there to, so we don't make the same mistakes again. Is history pretty? No. Should we tone it down or soften how we teach it? No. We need to teach history the way that it actually was. And there's going to be a lot of people that get upset by that. And there's going to be a lot of people upset with this review. And so be it. I welcome that. I welcome that. Botero. Sorry, he just wanted out of the office and now he wants back in the office. Silly kitty. Botero. Oh, now Stormy is coming in too. I guess it just kind of goes along with the territory of having my office and having seven kitties. They've been running on their one fast cat wheel today. So that's been keeping them busy. But yeah, so that definitely makes things interesting around here. But with movies such as this, it's the things that we didn't know that we didn't know. Now, why is that important? Well, I guess you're going to have to watch it and find out. But I want to take this moment and just pause on the review for a second and just acknowledge how important today is. It's not like a national holiday. It's not Veterans Day. It's not Memorial Day. It's not any of those days. But this is a day where we make decisions about our nation, our country, that will change it, if not just for the next 4 years, but permanently. And so being able to step out there and make those decisions, like I said, we have one voice, we have one vote. I implore you to use it. I implore you to use it. You notice I have my own personal opinions of who I'm going to vote for. And I actually voted early, so I've actually already cast my vote. So I have my own personal opinions, but I encourage you to, no matter who you're going to vote for, you have a voice, you have a vote, use it. Now I'm going to take a moment here, and I hope that you would join in with me with this. I'm going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, when those words were written, they were written because they carried so much power and so much weight. And I think back to the almost immortal words of Abraham Lincoln, and we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We are all endowed with unalienable rights by our Creator. Now, why does this matter? It's because people have forgotten it. People have forgotten history. Now, you may be thinking, well, if all lives matter, blah, 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 then what about illegals? The rights and the things granted to us as citizens of the United States because of the men and women who have fought and died to protect are designed for the citizens of this country. Like Donald Trump himself says, if you come in legally, you are welcomed with open arms. But you come in illegally and, this is not his words, but you need to get the F out. It's like, you do not belong here. If you come here illegally, you do not belong. I don't care if you're an illegal, if you're a dreamer, this is not your country. If you have not come here illegally, you do not deserve to be here. You do not deserve to take part in anything that this nation offers. If you come in legally, welcome. We love you. But there are rules and there are laws, and those need to be followed. Now, you may be thinking, okay, what does any of this have to do with a movie review? It has so much to do with it. And it has so much to do with what today is and everything else. But I want to share with you the original review that I had posted on MovieDeputy.com. This review has been posted since July of 2014. And it's one of the few reviews that I also had one of my quote-unquote posse members attending as well. It's where I would invite people to attend a movie with me. I'd cover the cost of their ticket. And then all I did was ask them to write up a little thing, a little blurb of what they thought about the movie. And then I was able to share that. And so you're actually going to get two mini reviews out of this. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about the movie itself. It's just, today is so important. I wanted to just touch on so many of these things. And that's why I felt it was important to address the things I did, and why I felt it was important to say the Pledge of Allegiance. So there's just so much that I love about this country and the people who have fought and died to protect our rights and our freedoms. There's so many people that don't even grasp them. But the original review goes as follows. Dinesh D'Souza once again challenges what we think we know. In this riveting history lesson, he takes us down a path that we didn't even know we wanted to take. We've all been taught history, the wars, the Revolutionary, Civil, Mexican-American, World War I, World War II, Korean, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Mind you, when I wrote this, the current wars had not taken place yet. The inhumanities, slavery, race, gender inequality, and more, and the structure of society up to this point. What if what we've been taught is wrong? Are we ready to learn the truth? Many Americans see this as a nation of shame. Why is that? What is the basis for their argument? The basis that many use is that America is guilty of many crimes and should be indicted for them. But what if America didn't exist? How would life be different? This film shows us what we're taught versus what really happened. Any film could say what it wanted and make a point, but this goes beyond basic statements. Dinesh is not making these statements lightly. He investigates all of the ideas and presents us with the information along with the interviews and factual data. Poignantly honest and engaging, this will make you look at history in an entirely new light. And then my posse review. America, Imagine the World Without Her was a movie that honestly was the most offensive I've ever seen at first. To further explain, is it puts the views that are commonly associated with the United States and go through them one by one. It shows them that they're not, it shows that there's not just this dark history in the world, that Americans and America is the first country that embraced using economics to create growth, other than just take it every time we've taken land, resource, people from other homes after things have been settled. We give them back. The best example is back during the Civil War, where Lincoln used every resource he had to make sure not a single Confederate soldier was tried for treason. And that was written by Jason. That was his opinion on the movie. A good one at that. I'm a little biased, but that's kind of my kiddo. So I'm just gathering myself. And then there's all these people today saying, but we need to protect our democracy. We need to do this for our democracy. Nowhere in any of our founding documents does it ever say the word democracy. It does use the term republic multiple times. We are a constitutional republic. We have never been a democracy. That's not what this is about. We are a constitutional republic. If you don't believe me, Google it. That I welcome you. Go ahead and Google it. It's out there. It's out there for the world to see. But that's why this movie earned an 8.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. There is just so much to this. And so I implore you to go out. Use your voice. Use your vote. Cast that vote. Have a voice. I've said a lot of people pretty regularly because outside, away from the microphone, I firmly believe, and I've gotten in multiple arguments with people about this, that if you do not go out and cast a vote, you don't get to have an opinion. Plain and simple. A citizen or not. As a citizen, we have the rights to be able to go out and register to vote and to vote legally and do all of this. And we have the power to use that vote to make changes. And if you want to see change enough that you're going to gripe about it and complain about it, and yet you're not going to use your vote to actually voice the change that you want to see, then that nullifies any opinion that you may have. It negates any argument that you might have that you're like, oh yeah, I believe this, but I don't believe in voting. What? That doesn't even make sense. On so many different levels, that does not even make sense. But please go out and vote. Please check out this movie. Today is such a defining day in history. Today is a defining day in our nation. And I want to have faith for the future. I want to believe that we can get back to the core foundations of what this country was founded upon. And I believe it's possible. It's going to take a lot of work, but it is possible. We're just so far away from that. I don't know how long it's going to take to do so. So I hope that I have engaged you in thought in this. I hope that I have created some curiosity about this movie. And I hope that I have encouraged you to go out and use your voice, use your vote, and make that decision for America today. So until next time, I urge you to like, subscribe, and share this review. Make sure to share it with somebody else that you might know that needs some encouragement to get out there and vote. And as always, be sure to go over and like and subscribe over to your YouTube channel, because these reviews go live over there before they go live on any of the podcast platforms. But as always, I will be back soon, and hopefully tomorrow we will have some news to celebrate. Bye-bye.